Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Thursday, February 2nd. So this is 2-2-17, and this is Groundhog Day. And trust that you enjoying a good day in the Lord. It's been a little cooler here in Madisonville than it has been recently, but not too cold for February, especially the first part of February. Still pretty nice weather, and we're grateful and thankful unto the Lord for His blessings upon us. And let me say thank God for a good night in the Lord's house last night. Hope you enjoyed a good night as well. We felt like the Lord met with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, had a good liberty, good, I felt like, presence of the Lord. We had a couple of visitors, one that was a return visitor, one was a first time, far as I know, and I didn't get to speak to him. We had a lot of things going on, and he got gone before I got done shaking hands with others and missed him. He came in late and then left early. But nonetheless, we thank God for the visitors that we had, and thank God for the home folk that was here. Let me mention a couple of things about prayer requests. We're going to go right to pray because we need to be praying. Most of you know that Brother Randy Kuhn and his wife are traveling this week. They're going to Ohio. Last week they had to travel to Texas because he had an aunt to pass away. Now they're traveling to Ohio to visit Mrs. Kuhn's mother. They'll be traveling back in on Saturday, I think. And he was going to preach there in Ohio last night as well. And then Mrs. Hall, Brother and Sister Hall, are traveling. Mrs. Hall had an aunt to pass away just yesterday, I think. And so they're going to Indiana to visit with family there. And Lord willing, they'll be back on Friday evening or Saturday and be with us as well on Sunday. And then also our upcoming marathon and revival meet next week, Monday through Friday. And we're looking forward to that. Hope you will as well be, thinking about it, praying about it, asking God to meet with us and help us as well. If you will, let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you and thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy in my life. Thank you, Lord, for your touch, your help. Lord, there's a song that says, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I couldn't exist without you helping me. And I want to thank you, Lord, for your great help and blessings in my life. Thank you, Lord, for the good service last night. Thank you for the privilege to be able to gather around the radio mic and bring another message over the radio airwaves. Lord, I pray bless and use WAJJ and WSOF. And Lord, bless and use this message and this outreach for your glory and your honor. Father, I do pray for the Halls and the Kuhns that are both traveling, the recent deaths in their families. Would you help and comfort and strengthen? Lord, would you bring salvation to those in the family that are unsaved? Lord, bring others to a place that they'd walk closer to the Lord, and Lord, meet the needs there. Be with Brother and Sister Hall. Bring them home safely, Lord. Be with us as we gather next week on the marathon and the revival meeting. Please, Lord, bring us and give us revival, and you get the glory and the honor. Now, Lord, I pray, use this broadcast for your glory, and we ask you in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. I appreciate you praying with us. We're going to get ready to go to a song and then the message as we look into the scriptures in Job chapter number 1 and bring the message concerning in times like these, worship is in order. But before we go to the message, we do have the song here. This is our children singing, all of our children singing a song, I Have Been Blessed. And I trust this will be a real blessing to you. Truly, we have been blessed. Speaking of Job, Job went through a lot. But nonetheless, Job was blessed. Amen. We may lose everything we have on this side, but if we've got eternal life, oh my, we'll still have to say we have been blessed. Amen. Well, here's the song and then the message. I do hope that that song was a blessing to your heart. And we're going to be looking now in the book of Job. Job chapter number 1. And going to be bringing a message this week from the book of Job, chapter number 1. I've titled the message for this week, In Times Like These, Worship is in Order. And we're going to look at Job and how that the troubles came, and yet Job praised God and worshiped God nonetheless. I hope these messages and this sermon will be a blessing to your heart now as we go live into the services recorded at the Island Ford Baptist Church at this time. Job chapter 1. I want to read the entire chapter, and I'll give you what's on my heart, what's the thought that I believe
And I trust we'll be a blessing and bring God glory. That's our whole goal, is to glorify the Lord. If we glorify the Lord, He'll take care of saving sinners. He'll take care of getting saints revived and stirred. That's His job, right? Brother Conabaugh talking about, let's just let God do His work. Let's do our work. Our job's to glorify Him. Our job's to praise Him, serve Him. Amen. He'll take care of those things. I believe that's right. Job chapter 1, verse number 1. Very familiar scripture, but I want to read the whole chapter. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And the man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in all the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Just thinking that even the devil is saying, God's the one that did all that. God's the one that blessed Job. God's the one that blessed Job's property. God's the one that protected Job. Amen. Thank God. Verse 11. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. There was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another. And said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, the Chaldeans made out 3 bands, and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house. And it fell upon the young man, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Verse 20 is really where I want to take my text. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Most all of us, no doubt, are familiar with this story of Job. James was talking in the book of James. He said, ye have heard of the patience of Job. In other words, James said, Job's story is familiar to us, and we know how that he had to wait to see God move in the end, and yet God did move in the end. But what I read used the beginning. In the beginning of Job's story, apparently God has blessed him. He's gathered herds and cattle and different creatures in his farm, and he's got a large farm there. And God just blessed him over and over and over again. He's so blessed that the Bible said he's the greatest man. He's the richest man in all the east of that country. But God set forth Job as a trophy and as an example. And the devil said, you let me at him and I'll show you what's in Job's heart. And God said, all right, I'm going to let you at him and I'm going to show you what's in Job's heart. And so we see all these catastrophes. That whole time of Job's heartache, that whole time of Job's trouble, Job cursed not, he sinned not with his lips, nor charged God foolishly. But the Bible said he arose, and when he arose, he rent his mantle. That was a sign of the Easterners that their heart was rent in twain. They rent their mantle, and he showed that public sign that he's been humiliated and that he's been crushed. But he rent his mantle, and he shaved his head, again, a sign of weeping and a sign of mourning, and he fell down on the ground and worshiped. And I took that, and here's my thought I want to preach on today. In times like these, worship is in order. Amen. In times like these, worship is in order. We can serve God even when our misery is great. You may suffer pain. If you don't, just hang on. Pain's going to come, but God will still be good in spite of it all. His worship was not based on his feelings. Let me say number two, now moving on. His worship was not based on his friends. Job had three friends. These fellows came and sat around, and for that period of time, I believe it's 7 days, they sat there and never said a word to Job, just stared at him. Like in a Baptist church. His friends. Chapter 2, verse 11 through 13. Let me read you those. Chapter 2, verse 11 through 13. Now, when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, and they came. I don't know how the word spread, but bad news always does. It does spread. And now, when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came everyone from his own place. Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him. They didn't come to encourage him. They came to mourn with him. Oh, Job. And to comfort him. Yeah. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, that's how bad off he was, they lifted up their voices and wept. And they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. And so they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him. For they saw that his grief was great. They came to comfort him. But when they saw him in such pitiful shape, all they could do is just stare. Probably shake their head. Silent spectators. Sometimes troubles come on us, and just the way people look at us hurts us again. Isn't that right? Amen. Sometimes because of pain that's on our face, maybe pain that we can't hide, somebody else looks at us, and they're just that look even might cause more pain. That's where Job was. I'm telling you, his worship wasn't based on his friends. They're silent spectators. Number two, his friends spoke slanderously. Boy, I could read through it. Chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 8, chapter 11, chapter 15, chapter 18. I mean, on and on and on and on. They said slanderous things about Job. They said, Job, you must be worse sinner than we thought you was. We thought you was a pretty good fellow, Job, but we're seeing all this trouble and you ain't doing too good. Instead of saying things that comforted Job, they said things that criticized Job. Instead of saying something that might help and prop Job up, they said things that accused him and tried to bring all that upon himself. And Job just kept on worshiping God. Matter of fact, his friends sentenced him as a sinner. They said, Job, now here, listen to this. This is the way that, this was their mentality. Job, God is good, so if troubles come to you, you must be very bad. Sometimes we do, I know we reap what we sow, I recognize that. Sometimes we bring trouble on our own. But Job was not sinning Amen. And I just give you a hypothetical idea. This has happened over and over. That preacher and his wife that had left church and got hit head on by a drunk driver and it killed both of them, it wasn't because they had gone to church. God wasn't punishing them for going to church. It wasn't bad in their life that caused that to happen. It's just the fact that bad things happen even to good people sometimes. Amen. It rains on the just and on the unjust. Just as sure as trouble comes to the unjust, it also comes to us. And sometimes we get caught up in the after effects of somebody else's sin. But they accused Job of being a sinner. But Job just worshiped God anyhow. Job just praised God anyhow. Because his worship was not based on his feelings. And his worship was not based on his friends. Amen. Then let me give you the last one. His worship was based on the facts. Praise God. Job had the facts. He didn't base his worship on how he felt. He didn't base his worship on how his friends saw him or how they treated him. But he based his worship on some things he knew for sure. Amen. Job proved that he could worship God in spite of all that because he knew the power of reconciliation. Look at chapter 9 of the book of Job, verse number 2. And we're just going to do a real quick overview of the whole book. I did that a little bit there in the second point dealing with his friends. Job says a powerful statement. He did several in this as you read. Job chapter 9 verse 2. I know, he knew some things. I know it is so of a truth, but how should a man be just with God? Job knew that a man could be reconciled to God. But he said, I just don't know how that it happens. Look at chapter 9, verse number 32. He's talking about God now. For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. In other words, I can't persuade him like a man. He's not a man. In verse 33, neither is there any daysman between us that might lay his hand upon us both. Oh, me. Job recognized here that he didn't know how that a man could be right with God. He knew it was a fact that a man could be right with God, but he wasn't sure how that could happen. And by the way, let me say this. Don't wait till you understand all the facts about salvation before you trust God, because you'll never understand all the facts about salvation. I know there's grace in heaven. I'm glad. I know there's grace to bring sinners to Christ. There's conviction. There's repentance. There's faith. I know all that. I don't understand any of that. But I'm glad that I've experienced it and I've trusted God with my soul. Amen. Don't wait till you understand it all. Just trust God's man. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about the preacher. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Trust in Him. Job said, I know it's a fact, but I don't know how it can happen. And then he gets down there. He says, I know what I need. I need a man that can come between me and God. I need a man that can lay one hand on me and a man that can lay the other hand on God. Amen. Well, that man showed up, praise God. Paul the Apostle said there is one mediator between God and man. It's the man Christ Jesus, thank God. He can reach up and get heaven and bring heaven down. And he can reach down and get the sinner and bring the sinner up. Hallelujah. And when those two meet together, we can have redemption and reconciliation in our soul and in our life, thank God.
And we're going to have to break in right there as we've run out of time. But this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying thank you for listening, and may God bless you until this same time tomorrow.